All right, guys, we're in the second hour already. Time is flying away. Very interesting guest. Strongly encourage you to get in touch with that guy, folks. It sounds like he's really onto something here. It just seems like common sense. I'm anxious. I want to get his book myself and add that to my collection. Sometimes the most difficult problems have the simplest solutions. And don't think the authorities don't know about this stuff, guys. Their aim is to deliberately keep this information from us. I mean, you know, you hear about there was a woman that had come up with this idea of, to get rid of ear infections rather than take antibiotics and kill your kid's immune system, or an adult's immune system for that matter. You just put, what she did is she had developed these tubes. You put a candle in it, and you cut off oxygen, you cap the top of it, and as the candle burns, the flame sucks the air out, and it creates a vacuum, and it draws out the wax and thus all of the infection out of the ear. And she was having so much success, you know, people were ordering from her all over the country. Well, the feds found out about it, and they raided her office. I mean, this is unbelievable. A simple cure, inexpensive, just a plastic tube is all it involved. Didn't involve harmful antibiotics, which, you know, they have their place in an emergency, but why resort to it when you don't have to? It can really, you know, do a number on your immune system. This didn't affect your immune system at all. It got rid of the infection very quickly, very simply, and affordably. Well, they didn't like that. It was taking money away from the pharmaceutical company, so the government goes in, raids her office. It's unbelievable. She wound up back in business, of course, very shortly after that by selling giant drinking straws. She's got a free country for you. That's the only way she could continue to sell her ear infection cure was marketing them as giant drinking straws. So, you know, only those who knew her and what she was about, could still get them from her. What a scam. Unbelievable. But anyway, there you go. Oxalic acid, guys. Something to keep in mind. Stick with the healthy cures. All right, I'm still waiting for our guest, Kent Snyder. Hoping to get him on the phone here in a minute or so. He is Ron Paul's campaign chairman. Tried to get Ron Paul himself, but unfortunately, he's really busy right now on the campaign trail. Maybe at some future time we can get him on. But I got the next best thing. This guy's been a partner of his for about a decade and a half, I believe. About 15 years he's worked hand-in-hand with Ron Paul, his right-hand man. So he's, you know, the next best thing you can get to having Ron Paul himself. So hope to have him up on here in just a few moments. While I'm waiting, maybe I can catch up on some news items here. I mentioned earlier in the opening of the show about the MSNBC poll. In fact, as far as I know, it's still running. If you go to MSNBC's website, you can participate in the vote. And right now, or at least as of last night, I'm sure it's probably gotten even better. But as of last night, 88% are saying they want Bush impeached. And there were tens of thousands of responders to this poll, too. 88%. Want Bush impeached. Well, so much for, the statistics claiming that he's got upwards of, 29 or 30 or some say 34 or 36% of approval. Yeah, right. How can he have 36% approval or even 29% approval when 88% are showing not only that they disapprove, but they want him out? And that's not the first poll like this either, by the way. It was about a year ago, MSNBC ran a similar poll, and it was about that same percentage. So it's been that way for a long time now. Very, very low approval rating, guys. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back. Hopefully we'll have our guest on with us. Be right back.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, guys, we're back here on Truth Hurts Radio, and we do have our guest on the line here. It's Kent Snyder, Ron Paul's campaign chairman. Welcome, Kent. Great to have you on the air.
Well, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta say, boy, it's pretty disgusting, isn't it, what's going on? I mean, across the board, you guys keep running into problem after problem. They're putting every conceivable barrier in your path, and now they're claiming anti-Semitism. I mean, they're trying every sleazy trick in the book, aren't they?
Well, they are, but I actually take it as a compliment, because Len Nofziger, who was the political mind behind Ronald Reagan for decades, and other people like him, basically have said over the years that unless someone is attacking you, you're not doing anything. So I actually take it as a compliment.
You know, I hope people are catching on and seeing what's going on here, and that's giving them more determination to give support and to pull away from the main candidates. I mean, how people can lend support at all to any of the candidates that the mainstream media gives attention to. I mean, the fact that they give attention to them tells you that they're no good.
No, they aren't. I mean, when you take a look at them, whether they're the Republican slate other than Dr. Paul or the Democratic slate, it's simply more of the same. They try to show a little bit of difference, nuance, a little bit of variety on the edges. But when you take a look at their record, when you take a look at what they say, what they have said, what they're talking about today, it's just more of the same. And I do believe that Americans, Democrats, Republicans, non-voters, independents, I really believe that people are just shaking their head and saying, look, I'm tired of this. We need something else. We need someone else. And we can't keep doing the same thing.
Exactly. And that's all we have gotten. It doesn't matter if you go from Democrat, Republican, Democrat. I mean, it's business as usual. The interests of big business get served and everybody else gets shafted. It is time for a change.
Well, the political elites have, I guess, by definition, they are the elites, and they pride themselves on that, and they try to run the country and the world and the people who live in it like puppets on a string. But they're not infallible. They're not special. They're not any smarter than you and me or any of your listeners. They simply, I would say, are a little bit more conniving and more interested in their own particular interest than most people. And you know, what they're doing, what they have been doing for a long time, isn't working for us. And I think most people, the rank-and-file citizen out there, understands that what's going on and has been going on isn't good for them. And therefore, they're coming out and looking for an alternative.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, keep pushing as you guys get more and more attention. I think that's all it takes is for people to realize there is somebody out there that is representing them, that isn't out to serve the interest of the big corporations. People are fed up with it. They know there's something wrong. They might not recognize, you know, all the ins and outs of what's happening, but they know that we need a change. And if they can just hear what Mr. Paul has to say, I think it's going to be very eye-opening. It has been. I mean, he's been winning the debates across the board.
Yeah. I mean, after Dr. Paul's been on the debates here at the Reagan Library and then most recently here in South Carolina, the response that we're getting here in our office, whether it's phone calls, faxes, emails, online contribution, hits to our website, inquiries by the press, has really been surprising, pleasantly so. I mean, it's just really amazing. We quadruple our online fundraising the day after the South Carolina debate. It was just amazing when we came in to see what people are saying and what they're doing. What's really interesting as well is, and this is a constant kind of theme that we're finding, is we are finding people saying time and time again, I haven't voted for 10 or 20 years. I've never voted. I'm 40 years old. I'm 50 years old. I've never registered to vote, never wanted to register to vote because I never really had anyone that I was excited about. I've had people who literally have told me on the phone and via email, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to switch and vote Republican so I can support Ron Paul. People have said, I've never voted before. I'm going to go and register so I can vote for Ron Paul. And this is just not one or two. These are hundreds to thousands of emails and phone calls that we have received in the last couple of weeks. Maybe there's not a lot of people like that out there, but if the people who take the time and effort to contact us saying that, I'm sure they represent 10 or 50 or 100 more just like them.
Yeah, and that is encouraging. And like I said, as long as, you know, they're not boycotting him from the debates, as long as he's getting attention. I mean, he has been on a few mainstream. He was on CNN, right, not too long ago.
Yeah, he was on CNN, and he's getting more coverage and more opportunities. This Friday, tomorrow, I guess, he will be in studio in Los Angeles for an interview with Bill Maher on that HBO show at Friday Night Live. And
Wow. So
we're getting more coverage and about the campaign, and Dr. Paul is we've got some other things in the works which we'll wait until later for them to be confirmed.
Well, I think it's a slam dunk deal as long as they're not playing the little die bowl games and as long as you know, he's getting proper media attention. There's no way that any of these slime bags, and that's what they are, there's no way that they could possibly beat him.
No, I tell you, and I think that's what's getting some of the folks, the political elites, as I call them, a little bit nervous because they realize that they can't control the Internet. They realize that that people out there, whether they're personal websites, blogs, YouTube videos, message boards, all email, all the stuff that's out there, you know, the toothpaste is out of the tube. They realize that. It makes them nervous. They don't like it. They're trying to control it. They're trying to put us all under McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform. But thank goodness for the technology and the freedom of the Internet so people can literally express themselves and organize and that sort of thing. So we're encouraged by it and thrilled that it's available to us.
Let them get nervous, have a breakdown, and wind up in an asylum. The world will be a better place. So I understand you guys are working on the Internet right now, right? You're trying to get some support through that and
attention. We don't have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. In fact, we don't even have tens of millions of dollars in the bank, but we knew that going in. We're not going to be getting a lot of contributions from people who want something from government, because Dr. Paul isn't about that. He wants to let people live their lives, keep their money, and educate their own kids and all that sort of stuff. He's not about all that government largesse and pork and special favors and all that sort of thing. But we do have a very active Internet campaign going. It's getting busier by the day. And I think some people in the establishment media and the political elites are actually scratching their heads, taking a look and saying, what is really going on here? I mean, these people aren't stupid. They might be a little late to the party. They might have missed the idea that the Internet is what it is and is developing by the day. But eventually they'll catch on and they'll realize that Dr. Paul's support is real and it's growing. And who knows, 6 months from now, I can't predict where we'll be.
I just, all the power to you guys, it's a great thing. I just hope it continues to grow like it has been. And like I said, if it's a fair fight, they don't rig it like they've been rigging our election, there's no way you can lose. I mean, all people have to do is hear this guy.
Well, there have been some commentators, some regular columnists, that have made the argument that if the Republicans are going to win the White House, the very best candidate for them to nominate is Ron Paul. And it's really interesting when you see their arguments. I agree with their arguments for that position, but it's very interesting to see that actually being suggested by some columnists and some writers out there that are making that argument. And when you think about it, it's a good one, and I agree with it. I mean, whoever the Democrats are going to put up, the Republicans are going to have to put up somebody very different, and of course Dr. Paul is that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like he said, he's the only conservative candidate. I mean, what's conservative about this administration? They're destroying everything in their path. They're not conserving anything.
No, they're not. I mean, and that's the unfortunate part of it. I mean, I've been a Republican since I was in the high school, my home state of Kansas, and years ago began to realize there's a lot of other people who are basically in the rank and file or activists within the Republican Party, whether the state level or the national level, that the party was completely going the wrong direction. And sometimes it takes a long time to accept that fact about something, but it has. But I am telling you that the rank-and-file Republican out there, the disgruntled Republican who is a member of the party, whether it's in Michigan, Kansas, Florida, California, wherever, that pay their dues, go to meetings from time to time, consider themselves to be Republican, are registered Republicans and all that, they don't like what has been going on, and they want to change.
Right. Because, he's not only not conservative, I mean, this whole administration, it's not not Republican either.
No, I mean,
Republicanism has gotten a bad name because of these guys.
Right. I mean, look at the Republican Party. The Republican Party has been, and again, I've been a lifelong Republican, but the party has been in control of the federal government for, 7-8 years now. Congress and now the White House, of course, with Bush. And what did they give us? They gave us more government. They gave us the national, the No Child Left Behind. Essentially, the federal takeover of the public education system.
Record deficits, sure. Yeah.
Right. And, of course,
trashing the Constitution.
Yes, and the largest expansion of government since the creation of Medicare, when they passed the Medicare prescription so-called drug benefit.
Right. And it has nothing to do with anything that's going to benefit the country as a whole. It's just a small minority of multi-billionaires, and it's just absolutely disgusting. Can you stick with us a little bit after the break?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. We'll be right back, folks, with Ron Paul's campaign chairman.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Ron Paul's campaign chairman, Kent Snyder, on with us. Yeah, Kent, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you're aware of the Zogby fiasco, huh? The poll that came out last week saying that Mr. Paul has 0% support or zero support.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, as far as these traditional polls, I'm not dismissing them totally, but I will say that the pollsters themselves, the professional pollsters, for the last couple of years have been saying that it's becoming more and more difficult for them to actually poll people. And why is because they can't get a hold of folks. Cell phones, caller ID, people don't have landline phones in their homes anymore. And this has been a separate issue. So what I find very interesting is that the establishment media dismisses Dr. Paul and says he doesn't have any support, but the other sections of their newspaper talk about how the pollsters themselves are saying that it's difficult to poll people the way they used to because of changing society, technologies, et cetera. But that's not to dismiss either the possibility that some of these pollsters don't do a very professional job because they don't have all the candidates. Dr. Paul, they leave him off the list and that sort of thing. And so I guess the only poll that matters is what happens in the ballot box maybe several months from now. But I argue that Dr. Paul's support is real, and you know, there's other ways. There's all kinds of ways of measuring it.
Yeah, you know, you hate to think along those lines, but just like they tamper with the elections themselves, I think the polls, there's a lot of tampering too. Well, for example, Bush's approval ratings anywhere from 28% to 36%. I don't even think he's above 10% right now. I mean, the MSNBC ran a poll, I think it's still going as of last night, showing 88% want him impeached.
Yeah, well, it's like, let's take a look at the Fox News poll, the so-called online poll or texting poll that Fox News was promoting quite heavily before the South Carolina debate. I mean, all you heard from Fox News is we're going to run this poll. During the debate, we'll obviously report on the results as the poll is taking place and afterwards. And they were promoting it big time. It was their own invention. It was their own product. And then Dr. Paul did well, was first, and then they dismissed it. And then when he they closed it and he came in second, just behind Romney, then they didn't talk about it anymore. So that seems pretty funny to me.
And they profess to be a conservative network.
Well, I think there isn't their line fair and balanced. That's their slogan. Well, maybe they need to go back to the drawing board on that.
Fair and balanced as an enraged drunk, I guess. Well, you know, in all fairness, when Zogby says zero support, maybe they're just talking about Wall Street.
Yeah. Well, that could be true. I guess it depends on who they're asking questions to. But
exactly.
But you know, there's a lot of people out there that are becoming mobilized and energized by the Ron Paul campaign that aren't registered voters, and they would never get a phone call. And so you have to understand what their sample base is and what who they're going after. So all I know is that we're in it for to win, and we're excited about what goes on and how people express their support by online contributions, signing up, creating media groups, YouTube subscribers, and all that. That is all real.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give that website where people can give support.
Sure. It's ronpaul2008.com, ronpaul2008.com, and we ask people to basically do a couple things. Come and join us so they can stay informed, join our email list, join a meetup group in their area, or create one, take the initiative to create one, ask people to contribute some money to keep us going, and the fourth thing is to spread the word. If people will do those four things and join us, have a meetup group, and join our email list, as I mentioned, and contribute and spread the word, if they'll do those four things, this campaign will continue to skyrocket.
To be a little facetious here, any plans on how he's going to deal with the assassins over at the CIA? Should he get in?
Well, you know, his on a serious note, our you know, my concern, as well as a lot of other people, is to take care of Dr. Paul and keep him healthy and everything, so he can do what he does best. And you know, we'll just deal with that as we go along.
I mean, it's amazing. He's, what is he, 71?
He is 71. He looks like he's 55 and acts like he's 35.
Yeah, so, he's in tremendously good health.
That's yeah, incredible. So I only hope that I am as healthy as he is and as active as he is if I'm lucky enough to reach 71.
That's fantastic. Tell me, you know, he's got to be the only person I know of. I think there were a couple others decades ago, but in recent decades, he's the only person I know of who's ever even addressed problems like the Federal Reserve and wanting to counteract its negative influence on our economy.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about him is that he knows the issues very well, whether it's the Federal Reserve, the monetary policy, foreign policy, whatever it is. But what really separates him from a lot of other folks here, especially in Washington, is that he actually has the courage to talk about it. I mean, you know, a lot of people know bad things, but if you don't have the courage to step out and talk about it, then, in my view, you're complicit with the wrongness. So Dr. Paul has the courage in his own particular personality to actually talk about it, and that's what people are responding to.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. Is this all the time that you've got for today?
Or? Yes, I do. I've got another interview here shortly, so if you don't mind,
okay,
I need
great.
To go to that.
Yeah, appreciate it, and maybe we'll have you on again sometime.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. Wow, this is the first time in the past I think 2 weeks that I have a little time here to catch up on some news items. I got to stop booking so many guests. I don't have time to really. I got so many topics that I want to talk about. One of these days I'll have to not schedule somebody so I can go off on some rants and some important things I want to discuss. But anyway, but it's great having guests too. That last one especially, folks, Ron Paul's campaign chairman. Do make sure you get over to the website there, ronpaul2008, was it .com, and, you know, do what you can to lend support to this guy. He's one of the last bastions of hope this country has to turn this sinking ship around. This guy is, I mean, across the board, everything, his position on everything is just sound, it's sensible, it's no-nonsense, logical, down-to-earth, straightforward. It's what America needs. It's not what Wall Street needs. It's what America needs. This guy's not taking big, fat, juicy sums of cash from the scoundrels on Wall Street, or IPAC, or any of these other sleazy political action committees. You know, he's taking contributions from the average Joe, because that's who he wants to work for. So, I mean, his track record, you know, speaks for itself. He's addressing real issues. Notice, you know, as his campaign chairman said, most people, they won't even talk about the Federal Reserve. Most Americans still to this day do not realize the Federal Reserve is a private banking monopoly and that it has never been audited. Ron Paul is one of the only congressmen that I know of ever, the only one in the last three or four decades, who has ever proposed an audit of the Federal Reserve. It's never been audited. Can you imagine that? The biggest and most powerful financial institution in the country has never had its books opened and inspected. Never. And every attempt to do so has been blocked. Ron Paul has on several occasions tried to do that, and you know, it's been effectively blocked. They're well connected, obviously. Well, when you control the nation's economy, you control the nation. That's the whole reason they pushed for that thing in the first place. Sometime I want to go on a rant about the history of central banking in this country and abroad. Very interesting, a pattern emerges, guys. You see how, you know, the hucksters who run these banks pushed very early on, you know, starting over 200 years ago, to set these types of banks up all across Europe, tried on several occasions, finally succeeded in 1913 in getting one here, and it's been downhill ever since. They've created the Depression, the collapse of 29 that precipitated the Depression, and multitudes of recessions ever since. And every time we lose, they gain. It's a rigged game. Our monetary system is totally illegal. You know, the Constitution only grants Congress the right to mint our money, not print it, to mint it. And here's this external, unelected, private, for-profit entity having total control over setting the value of our currency, the printing of it. I mean, it's just, it's such a scam. Ron Paul recognizes that, and he's the only one not only to talk about it, but to propose change, to do something about it. That's why I had to ask the question, you know, do you have plans in place on how to deal with the assassins in the CIA? Because I'll tell you guys, if he gets in, and, you know, if it's a fair election, if he's given fair airtime and they don't have the little Diebold machines rigging it, he will win. There's no question about it. Hands down, all the American people have to do is get a hold of what he's got to say, and it's a done deal. None of these other hucksters, these phony pocket-picking scam artists, will ever make it in office. Shillery and that other monstrosity, Giuliani, that piece of trash, tarnishing my family name. Even Obama, folks, he's a sellout. He's an IPAC little lapdog. None of them would stand a chance, guys, against Ron Paul if he gets fair airtime. People are allowed to hear him in the debates. If he's allowed in the debates, I've been trying to boycott him across the board. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. American public needs to wake up and see that this guy is getting blacklisted, blackballed, they're throwing out the anti-Semite Trump card. It's ridiculous. We better wake up and see what's going on here. Anyway, I wanted to mention, I didn't realize this until just before the show, the Rosie O'Donnell 9/11 thing she was going to do today got postponed. Anybody wants to read up on that? I haven't read the whole article yet, but it's posted on 911blogger.com. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, I didn't get the whole story, but it did get canceled for today. But according to William Rodriguez, they are going to go forward with it another time. They're going to reschedule. Well, they better hurry up. I mean, Rosie is going to be leaving next month sometime, so it's going to have to be within the next 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. But apparently it's not canceled outright. They're just going to reschedule. I don't know what the story is. I think it should be covered there in that article if you want to go read about it. But that's a big letdown because it's something I was all pumped up about and been talking about pretty much every day this week, reminding people to tune in, and it just didn't happen. Not yet, anyway. Let's hope it does. I would love for her to get someone like Stephen Jones on there. Anybody who's had a chance to read his latest posting. It's a PDF document. You can just Google Stephen Jones and then put in iron or steel spheres, and that'll bring it up. That's the main gist of his paper. He's talking about how he got a hold of a sample of dust from Ground Zero, and he ran a magnet over it, and of course the magnet pulled out these little, like he had suspected, little microscopic spheres of or spherules of steel. And looking at them under the electron scanning microscope shows that indeed they formed as the result of steel being vaporized at Ground Zero. And the little droplets that formed, the liquid droplets that condensed out of that vaporized material, hardened back into little steel nodules. And, of course, he did some tests on this material and found out that, lo and behold, they contain a high level of sulfur. Now, this is something that the FEMA report brought out, too, the May 1st, 2002 structural integrity report, you know, supposedly investigating whether towers collapsed. Of course, it wasn't an investigation, but what did come out still was revealing. They did bring out in Appendix C of that report that some of the small pieces of steel that they examined showed signs of having corroded and eroded under very unusual circumstances. They said this represents a very unusual event, and that they did detect sulfur as well in the pieces of steel they looked at. And they said there's no accounting for the presence of sulfur. This is something that's going to have to be looked at more carefully. And then, of course, years later, after all the debris was removed, along comes NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, and conducts what they called an investigation. And they didn't even follow up on FEMA's findings of the presence of sulfur. Unbelievable. I mean, that should have been the number one thing they looked at to finally settle the matter once and for all to prove that explosives weren't used to bring the towers down. But did they do that? Nope. In fact, back in August, they come out with this question and answer sheet thing that they posted online, which is just complete garbage. And they stated that we found no evidence of molten steel at Ground Zero. Well, of course, they can legitimately say that because their investigation didn't start until after Ground Zero had been completely cleaned up. You see the game they play? So then one of the questions posed in this question and answer sheet was, did you find any residue of explosives in the steel? And they admitted, we did not test any of the steel for explosive residues. And why? Because we didn't find any evidence that explosives were used. Oh, you got to be kidding me. That is called a scientific investigation. Can you see all you have to do is just read their report to see they're lying, to see that you're being scammed? This is unbelievable. This was supposed to be an investigation to rule out the possibility of explosives being used, and yet they admit that they didn't test for residue. FEMA tested, and they found sulfur. Yeah, they found that to be very suspicious. They didn't pursue it any further. They just said this warrants further investigation. Well, they never conducted further investigation, and NIST didn't either by their own admission. They didn't test for residue. Unbelievable. Of course, even more unbelievable than that, and this is posted on truthhurts.com, H-E-R-T-Z. You can go there and read my posting from the other night. I quote from this same question and answer thing that NIST posted. You know, they admit, folks, that they did not... I forgot my point now. I got distracted here. I need to get more sleep at night. I forgot where I was going with that. Anyway, go to truthhurts.com. Take a look at the posting there, guys, and see for yourself. The whole NIST report is a complete scam. They did not answer any of the key questions. All it was designed to do was give the impression as though they conducted this intensive investigation, 10,000 pages of absolute poppycock. And, you know, again, they were obliged. FEMA left the door wide open for further investigation. They were obliged to do that, and they didn't, plain and simple. They know full well, guys, every bit as much as we do, that those towers were taken down via implosions. And their job is to cover that up. Let's face it, NIST is the government-run, you know, a federal institution, receives federal funding, millions of dollars every year. It would not exist without that federal funding. And it certainly wouldn't exist if it was to come out and tell the truth about what happened at Ground Zero. So naturally it has to lie. Oh, I don't know. What's it going to take? This country had better smarten up and realize that it doesn't matter how many PhDs somebody has, doesn't matter what their credentials are, what their background is, how many books and articles they've written in scientific journals. Those people lie, too. As a matter of fact, they're more prone to lie than the average Joe on the street because they get a lot more riding on the fact that, you know, they're required to lie. Their jobs hinge around it. Their reputations hinge around it. Their careers. They're not going to make their mortgage payments. The wives would probably leave them. That would be the end of their whole life as they know it. They'd be on the street begging bread. They'd be blackballed across the board in the academic community. They wouldn't be able to find a job elsewhere. So naturally, they're going to lie. This idea that, oh, no, they're PhDs, they're specialists, they're experts, they're professionals, they wouldn't lie. I'm telling you, those people have a higher propensity to lie than anybody else. Why do you think they pay them so much? So that they'll realize, oh, wow, they get accustomed to that cozy lifestyle, and wow, I'm going to wind up giving this up if I stand for truth. Well, no, I guess I'll just keep my mouth shut. I'll do whatever they tell me. That's how it works, guys, and I hate to tell you, but it works that way with organized religion, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those big televangelists. never mind them. Most ministers in the big-name churches, they get a pretty fat salary, too. Pretty comfortable lifestyle, kickback benefits, subsidized mortgages on their homes. Kids get to go to church-run schools for free, for the most part, anyway. Most denominations do that now. They give them free tuition for their kids. Just play the ball game by our rules. Shut up. Do what you're told. Parrot whatever we tell you to parrot. And I'm telling you guys, all institutions, except Fox News, of course. Guys, whether it be the media, whether it be academia, it doesn't matter. This is how it works. You know, I'll share my experience sometime. I've seen it firsthand. I'm not just telling you this from my own research and from talking with people. I have been there. Yeah, they tried to buy me off. I got called in for a meeting with my theology professors, promising me a job if I would shut my mouth. I couldn't believe it. My whole world collapsed that day. Boy, did I get a reality blast, finding out that this beloved religious institution that I was planning to dedicate my life and service to was a complete fraud. They not only weren't working for God, they were working for somebody else. You know, the guy with the horns and the fangs and the claws? Yeah, that one. Anyway, I said I was going to cover news. Now that I have time to do that, I'm rambling away and I'm not getting around to the news. I saw these headlines last night. Iran most active in countering terrorism, according to a new UN report. Iran most active, as far as Middle East countries go, anyways. Iran is the most active in countering terrorism. And again, this is a UN report, guys. Unbelievable. Maybe Bush is going to want to bomb the UN next, I guess. I don't know, which in some ways might not be a bad idea. UN is useless, but every once in a while, because there are some honest people working in the UN, it's not to be doubted, there's honest people in Congress. Not many, but they are there. And every once in a while, these people do come out with an honest report. And here's an example right here. The UN telling us Iran is the number one opponent of terrorism in the Middle East. So much for Bush's claim that Binadad, I can never get that name right, never will. His claim that he's supporting Al-Qaeda, whatever. Saying the same thing, of course, about Chavez. Well, you know, either one is calling the other a devil. Obviously, they both can't be right. So, you know, who do you think is the real devil? Will the real devil please stand up? Well, let's see now. Here's Bush allowing the oil companies like ExxonMobil, the biggest grossing company on the planet right now, to charge us upwards of $3 going to $3.50, maybe $4 by the summer per gallon. And there's Mr. Chavez charging 12 cents a gallon down in Venezuela for gas. Gee, that should help you point you in the right direction as to who the real devil is there. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
I'm trying to play it, ooh, let's get it.
got about another four or five minutes left here. Got to plow through a little more news. Okay, we've got The Independent yesterday. Had this to say. This is pretty interesting. Opium, Iraq's deadly new export. Yes, isn't that interesting? I seem to recall another country that the United States invaded in recent years where the opium business is booming again. Let's see now. What country could that be? It just escapes me now. Maybe somebody could help me out here. What country is that? Could it be Afghanistan, maybe? Unbelievable, guys. We invade Afghanistan, knock out the Taliban, which had forbidden growth of opium. We go in there, and it's booming. Now we go into Iraq, and suddenly Iraq now has an affinity for growing opium crops. I wonder where they got that from. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is unbelievable. I was watching one of my favorite news channels, which I frequent quite a bit, Fox News yesterday. And they were doing a story on torture. How apparently these evil Iraqi insurgents now are torturing people, and several other countries around the Middle East, too, they're torturing people. And they were just going into, you know, hideous detail how they're doing it. What I don't even want to mention some of the things they were saying, but use your imagination. But I'm just sitting there watching in amazement at the hypocrisy of this absolute fraudulent news report. I mean, do they think people don't know? Well, maybe, I guess, if you actually are a Fox fan, I guess you wouldn't know, or else you wouldn't watch Fox in the first place. But, you know, let's hope that is a very small and ever-shrinking minority that still watch that garbage TV. But, come on! Who's the real torturer? One of the reasons Bush gave for invading Iraq was because he tortures his people. Over and over, he kept echoing that. And now here he is over there, torturing a scale than anything they claim Saddam was doing. Of course, we're doing it in Afghanistan and in Guantanamo Bay. And as it turns out, folks, you do your homework, you'll discover they're doing it here in our prison system as well. Well, isn't that nice? That's part of the new freedom for you right there. Anyway, there was this from the UPI, United Press International. Also yesterday, UN barred from Texas detention center. It's a detention center for illegal aliens. Now, that's interesting. They don't want the UN in there. Now, what do you suppose could be going on there? I find that kind of paradoxical. I mean, they want the illegals in here, but yet they have this detention center. Obviously, must be torturing people there, too, and they don't want the UN to come in and independently investigate what's happening there. Maybe upon coming into the country, they have no problem letting them in, but maybe they have to swear a vow of loyalty to Bush. I don't know. Do you like Bush? If they answer no, well, maybe they send him to this detention center and torture him until they say yes. I don't know. It's a possibility, wouldn't you think? I tell you. Anyway, MinutemanProject.com, and we got to go here, but let me just mention this quick. Another article called Z Visa Amnesty Bill would make taxpayers pay legal bills of illegal aliens. Hey, hey! Yeah, let's support that one. I like that one, sure. I'm going to change my last name to Rodriguez or something. Get my bills paid. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Catch you then.